It's time for Arts Break on Classical 90.5, and I'm joined by Erin Keene, bringer of good cheer from WFPL News. She's the arts and humanities reporter. Hi, Erin.
Good tidings to you, Daniel.
Yes, indeed. And we've got some cheer coming up this weekend. What's going on?
Well, last Friday's weather caused the first Friday trolley hop to be canceled. Mm-hmm. None of the trolleys ran. Some of the galleries had their openings. A lot of them closed because of the weather. So it's a do-over this Friday. So it's the first Friday trolley hop on the second Friday.
Okay.
So lots of the galleries are going to have their open. Everyone's going to be open, all of the normal activities and such. And then I know that Craft Gallery on South 4th Street is having a second reception for Anessa Earhart's show of paintings. She has an opening there, something to check out. Another hot tip is Russ Gordon. He's a photographer. His show Transformistas, which are photos of Cuban drag performers, that's opening at the Green Building Gallery. So, but all the galleries are going to be open. The trolleys are going to be running from 5 to 11. So if you missed out last week, you get a second chance.
And we'll cross our fingers for no ice doom this Friday.
I don't think there's much on the horizon, so good call.
All right. What's next?
Savage Rose Classical Theater Company is kicking off its main stage season. It's calling it its Season of Storms. Tomorrow night with Twelfth Night, a little Shakespeare. Perfect time of year for it, dramaturgically speaking. Mm-hmm. Since Twelfth Night, actually the night before the 12th day of Christmas, a countdown that begins on Christmas and ends on Epiphany. And if you're pedantic like me, you spend a lot of time explaining to people that we are not actually in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas right now.
Oh, it's Advent.
Yes, it's Advent. It's not liturgically speaking. We are not in a countdown to Christmas.
Yes.
Exactly. But traditionally, the 12th night was a night of masquerade. The Lord of Misrule was in charge. And so Shakespeare's 12th night, with its gender-bending, mistaken identity, unrequited love, lots of drunken fools, and class switching as well, is kind of perfectly situated, dramaturgically speaking, for the season. So that opens Friday, runs through December 21st at Walden Theater.
And for our special online bonus episode, we have some Elvis impersonators. You were explaining
something
this.
Something like that.
I don't know. You've got to tell it.
So the Bardstown Theater, Doug Shuddy, who's the executive artistic director there, wrote a holiday play. This is their third season in mounting it. It has proven wildly popular. Several dates sold out as soon as tickets went on sale. It's called The Kings of Christmas, and it is a pretty wacky as far as holiday shows go. It's, on one hand, fairly traditional. There's a family that comes together at Christmas. They've had a lot of challenges. They are trying to overcome them. We have one really Scroogey son who has to learn the true meaning of the holiday spirit, Daniel, and he does, but in the context of some pretty bizarre surroundings and very, very eccentric family members. The patriarch of the family was an Elvis impersonating magician who disappeared for good during a televised Christmas Eve special and sent the family into an eccentricity tailspin from which they never really recovered. So the prodigal son comes home. He's pretty grumpy about everything, grumpier, grumpier, grumpier. But everyone does a few shots of bourbon and comes out of it okay in the end.
And I hear you, there's some whiskey glasses that will be featured this year.
Yeah, there's a refrain in the play that surrounds a family tradition involving a cowboy boot-shaped shot glass. It's that kind of family, filled with Maker's Mark. And when you are bestowed with the boot, you must shoot. So this year, the Bardstown is actually selling the one and the same, the prop, the boot-shaped shot glasses at the door. So you can just get them filled with your bourbon right when you go into your seat. It's that kind of theater. It's that kind of play. It's that kind of holiday spirit.
I'm sure the play reflects something in all of us.
You know, the capacity for forgiveness, tolerance for your eccentricities, and appreciation for the lengths that mothers and uncles will go to make Christmas good for kids whose fathers have disappeared also. So, you know, it really does warm your heart. That's not just the bourbon talking.
Good cheer. Erin Keene, thank you as always. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.